Welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are up to Perek Chaf Chet, chapter 28 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So Achish prepares for war against the Jewish people, and he tells his new unlikely friend, David, that he has to join him in the war. And interestingly, David agrees to this request, and Achish makes David his personal security guard. And the Navi reminds us that Shmuel is dead and that Shaul had decreed a prohibition of conjuring up spirits. But when Shaul saw that the Plishti army was coming, he was absolutely terrified. Shaul tries the conventional methods. He tries asking Hashem for help, but he didn't answer him through the Urim Vetumim, nor through dreams, and nor through any sort of a prophet. And so Shaul felt all alone, and he was so desperate that he found a woman who conjures up dead people, and he approaches her to solve this, to help seek advice. And he disguises himself because it's a bad look for the king who made the decree that this is prohibited, to go ahead and then be encouraging people to violate this sin. So he disguises himself and he goes to this woman to conjure up the dead, and the woman is really upset because she doesn't want to be asked to do something against the law of the land. It seems to be this was some sort of like a front, like she probably did this all the time, but that she didn't know who this person was at first, and so she was trying to demonstrate that she would never do such a thing, and it was almost like a test to this person who was trying to employ her to do this terrible act, and which was again a terrible act in the eyes of the king, and she had no idea that this was the king. Shaul swears that she wouldn't get into trouble if she does this, and then all of a sudden Shaul tells her to conjure up Shmuel, and at that moment she recognizes Shmuel, she recognizes Shaul, but he assures this woman that she shouldn't be afraid. And Shmuel, who was conjured up at this point, says to Shaul, "Why am I here? What am I doing?" And Shaul tells Shmuel that he's in danger with the Plishti people, that God has turned away from him. And Shmuel says, "That's exactly right. God has turned away from you. Remember that he took the kingdom out of your hands. He gave it to David." And Shmuel says that the Jewish people will lose to the Plishtim tomorrow, and that Shaul and his sons will die. Shaul, as a result of this horrific news, falls to the ground because he was so terrified and scared. And the Navi tells us that he also hadn't eaten, so he was very weak. And the woman who he was with, she makes him eat. And Shaul and his men leave, only to seemingly walk into their death in the upcoming chapters. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.